May only the truth be spoken and only the truth be heard. In the name of God, earth maker, pain bearer, life giver. Amen. The most profound things in our lives are hidden in plain sight. Like every breath we take, the Spirit of God filling us, which I'm always so beautifully reminded of when we sing, "Breathe on me, breath of God," as we did this morning. Other things, too, like gravity that keeps everything in place, that keeps our bodies grounded and makes the world go round. Like love that makes our worlds go round. The love of God and of each other, giving meaning to all that we have and purpose to all that we are. All of these things are hidden in plain sight. And yet we are so accustomed to the ordinary that we cannot see the extraordinary that lies behind it. The miracle in each moment, the holy that is always right in our midst. And so, like Nathaniel in today's gospel, we become cynical, our senses dulled by disdain, our hopes dashed by indifference. If we do not allow ourselves to be filled with the love that always surrounds us, then we will be empty. And you know what the true definition of emptiness is? It's not what's not there. It's what we don't see that is there. And that is Nathaniel all over. Not seeing what is already there. Not seeing the most profound thing that ever was or ever shall be right before his eyes. Literally not seeing God in the flesh. Not seeing Jesus for the gift that he is, and the depth of the love of God that he is offering. And like Nathaniel, what we see is not determined by what is in front of our eyes. What we see is determined by what is behind our eyes. Let's face it. We learn early in life to exchange our rose-colored glasses for jaded blinders. And so we don't see what's really there. And so when we are enduring a time of trial, like we are right now, we can find ourselves voicing the same tired plea. Like Nathaniel, who asks, "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" We can often find ourselves saying, "Can anything good come out of whatever is going on in our world and in our lives that we are struggling with?" Like, "Can anything good come out of the current political landscape? How we are treating one another as human beings? Can anything good come out of this pandemic?" And what will help us to see, what will help us to discern if anything good can come out of whatever, is not an answer, but an invitation. It's Philip's words in today's gospel. The invitation, "Come and see." In other words, we can't let our fear or our uncertainty lead us to inertia or indifference. We are always being called to come and see, to meet Jesus in the ministry to which we are called. But it's hard to see and difficult to believe. Sometimes, like Samuel, we hear the whispers of God calling us to serve, but we can't believe that we are the ones being asked because we feel so helpless or ill-equipped to confront the obstacles in the world and in our lives that seem so insurmountable. Other times, we can't hear the whisperings of God's will for us because we are so preoccupied with our own agendas. Instead of Samuel, who has the humility to say to God, "Speak, for your servant is listening," we find ourselves saying, "Listen, for your servant is speaking." God's will for us drowned out by the clamor of our own desires. And so in the gospel, we see the cynicism that is born of the hopelessness that the children of Israel must have been feeling in Jesus' time. "Can anything good come out of Nazareth?" Nathanael asks. Like most of the Jews of his day, his lament was the same as the reading from 1 Samuel. In other words, the silent despair of every Jewish heart in that age was that the word of the Lord was rare in those days, as the scripture said. Because in the midst of the tyranny of Rome, it seemed as though there was nothing good coming out of anywhere, let alone Nazareth. And all of God's chosen people felt powerless to do anything about it. Some felt abandoned by their God. But through Philip's inspiration and invitation, God offered Nathanael a choice to transform that despair into hope, a choice to accept God's calling to do something. The invitation, "Come and see. God is with you." And so we come to the state of our world right now. There is so much political unrest that we can't help but feel restless ourselves. We were joking about it before the service, of course. It's often how we deal with anxiety in our lives. And it's no wonder that so many are asking, "Can anything good come out of the current political landscape?" Most of us feel powerless against the seeming degradation of modern politics. Not just the scandals and the posturing, but the apparent abuses of power and misuse of resources. We like to be smug up here in the North and say that they do disdain better in the South. But we know that's not true, really. We are just as good at loathing our neighbors as ourselves. Whether it's Republican or Democrat, liberal versus conservative versus NDP, we're just as good at slandering our neighbor. There's so much tension in the world over what has unfolded in the last week and a half and what may unfold this week. So I hope, like me, you will pray for our neighbors to the south this week. We have a choice to transform all of that despair and uncertainty into hope. A choice to accept God's call to do something about the tide of political discourse and our response. The invitation, "Come and see." In other words, in this time of pandemic, when we feel that we can't do anything about the sad state of politics, we can do something. Change the world and our lives by following in the way of Jesus, who will help us to see greater things than these, who will help us to seek racial justice and reconciliation in action, who will help us to transform the political discourse of our nation and others. Can anything good come out of our world? When our hopes are set on a generation of youth who seem so lost in some ways. Children bully other children to try and be more like adults. How's that for irony? But as powerless as we feel to combat the overwhelming issues of youth helplessness and inertia, do you realize how powerless they must feel? In part because of the world they have inherited from us. Has it occurred to you that their response to bullying or withdrawing is because they feel powerless and afraid? That they don't see much hope for their generation or for the world? They have a choice. And we are called to help them see that. A choice to transform the despair of this generation into hope. A choice to accept God's calling to do something. The invitation, come and see. Last question. Can anything good come out of us today as church? I don't mean that cynically. I mean, what difference does it make that we gather and preach and learn and pray? Well, that's the real question today, isn't it? It was probably more dramatic than it needed to be. But I wanted to ask Nathaniel's question and answer with Philip's response, because we all need to come and see. In other words, we choose whether to ask Nathaniel's question out of despair or out of hope. And it is our choice whether or not we respond to God's call to come and see. Last week, we renewed the vows of our baptism. We do it every year. It's like our New Year's resolution as church, moving from what we believe to see how that belief will take shape in the world and change our lives and the lives of those we touch. We did all of that at the tail of an extremely difficult and unprecedented year. But this year, despite being mired in a pandemic, we are called to come and see, to serve God. And in the midst of that, we are celebrating 150 years of being Christ's body on the corner of Bloor and Avenue Road. I know many of us don't feel much like celebrating, but this is the time when we are called to rediscover our past, rejoice in how it has informed our present, and reflect on how it will shape our future. So this year especially, with all that we are going through, our faith calls us to follow in the way of Jesus, to leave despair and cynicism behind us. Can anything good come out of this past year? Of course it can. And it has. We have not just survived, we have thrived in our mission and ministry here at Redeemer. We have remained connected despite everything. So, what's next? What shape will the Spirit take in our common life? Come and see. Amen.